opinions expressed on the following program do not necessarily express the views of WJJG ownership, its staff, or sponsors.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. I am Sue Zawacki, your host, and we air every Thursday at 1 o'clock on WJJG AM 1530, Chicago's hometown station. We are also streaming live on the web at WJJGAM1530.com. Join Aging Info Radio on Facebook for updates and information. And you can also listen to our archive shows on the web at aginginforadio.com. Today my show is Grand Families in the Courtship of Life. We have many grandparents parenting their grandchildren. And according to the U.S. Census Bureau, a report of 2.4 million grandparents have primary responsibility for their grandchildren younger than 18. Among these grandparents, 39% had cared for their grandchildren for 5 years or more. And the reasons vary, such as an increase in the number of single parents, the high rate of divorce, teenage pregnancies, incarceration, substance abuse, death or disability of parents, or even parental abuse and neglect. Although many grandparents speak fondly of the ways in which their grandchildren enrich their lives, the demands of parenting late in life often come on top of mounting health problems and financial pressures. Sad to say, many grandparents have let go of their dreams and are experiencing the many highs and lows of this challenge. It is very important for grandparents to receive support and assistance, which we will talk about today later on in my show. I would like to introduce my first expert guest. It is attorney Michael Craven, who is a partner with Bierman Swerdlove LLP, one of the largest and most prestigious family law firms in Illinois. Michael represents clients in all areas of family and collaborative law. He has authored articles, lectured, and taught classes on a variety of legal topics. And Michael is recognized by the Leading Lawyers Network as being among the top lawyers in Illinois, and he was named as 2009 and 2010 Illinois Super Lawyer. Illinois Super Lawyers are considered among the best in their profession and represent the top 5% of the practicing attorneys in Illinois. Michael has been a lawyer for 26 years and also is a CPA. Welcome, Michael, to Aging Info Radio.
Thanks, Sue, for having me. I'm glad to be here today.
Well, congratulations on being an Illinois Super Lawyer and amongst the top 5% practicing attorneys in Illinois.
Thanks, Sue. I work hard and I try to do the best for my clients, so I appreciate the recognition.
Well, I'm glad to hear that and glad that you're on my show today. And for my listeners, I'd like you to explain for those that don't know exactly what family and collaborative law is.
Well, family law encompasses a lot of different areas, and some people might call it matrimonial law, some people might call it divorce law, but we deal with individuals often going through divorce, sometimes after divorce, or, you know, in the case of our topic today, grandparents who are looking to enforce certain rights either for visitation or for custody. So it covers a lot of different areas.
I see. We're going to get right into, I'd like to know, what does a grandparent do if a parent objects to them seeing their grandchild? Do they have any legal rights?
Well, they do have legal rights, although you know the rights are somewhat limited in Illinois as a result of various U.S. Supreme Court cases, and there's always a balancing act. The courts and the law, they try to balance the rights of a parent to make decisions regarding their own children along with what might be the best interests of a child if a parent isn't making a good decision. So specifically, grandparents in Illinois can ask courts for visitation rights if they're not getting it, but only under certain circumstances.
So if they are forced to get help from a lawyer or from you, being one of the super lawyers of Illinois, what legal options are available to them?
Well, first, I would recommend, because we are talking about family dynamics, that everybody involved in the situation, the parents, the grandparents, they sit down and they see if they can resolve their dispute, their disagreement civilly without having to go to court. But if that fails and the grandparent believes that they have to look out for the best interest of a grandchild, then their only option may be to file a request with the court, and that would be the court in wherever the child is living, the grandchild is living, to seek some kind of visitation rights.
Now, if a grandparent needs to make a request for visitation, custody, or guardianship, do they have to go through a court?
Well, if they could work it out between themselves, they don't have to do that. But if they want something formalized, they have to go through a court. And they can go through the court with a lawyer, or they're free to represent themselves if they feel competent enough to do that.
Now, besides you, of course, what kind of attorney would someone start to look for to hire for this type of case? Is it always a family attorney?
Well, you know, any attorney can do it if they are so qualified. But the law over the years has become so specialized that it's probably prudent for somebody to look for a lawyer that specializes either in what might be called family law, divorce law, or matrimonial law. They have the best chance of finding an attorney with experience in this area if they look under those types of topic headings.
Now, do you see this often, grandparents asking for court visitation rights if they have the disagreements with parents over visitation? Do you see a lot of this?
I wouldn't say you see a lot of it, but it is not uncommon.
I see. What does a judge look for when deciding to allow a grandparent visitation?
Well, a judge is first going to look to see if somebody even has the right to ask. And then if they do have the right, they're going to weigh various different factors. So a grandparent, it's not only actually grandparents, it's also great-grandparents or siblings of the child, can ask for visitation, but only under limited circumstances. And those circumstances would be that the court can intervene only if a parent unreasonably denies visitation, and then one of several different things also has to be present, and that would be a child's parent is dead or missing for at least 3 months, one of the parents is incompetent, one of the parents is in jail, or the parents are going through a divorce or a legal separation, and at least one of the parents doesn't object to the visitation. And there are even rights for grandparents who have grandchildren born out of wedlock. If it's the paternal grandparent, they have no right to seek any request with the court unless the parentage between their child and the grandchild has been legally established in court. So you have to meet both tiers of that test.
I see. If a judge agrees with a grandparent that there should be visitation despite a parent's objection, what type of visitation can they expect?
Well, it will vary based upon the facts of every particular case. So the visitation could be some kind of restricted visitation where it's supervised, somebody has to be present. It could be very open. It could be for a matter of hours. It could be for extended periods of time, weekends, even weeks, and generally it would be outside of the parent's home. So it would often look very similar to the kind of visitation a parent would get, but it may not be quite as extensive.
I see. What age does a grandchild have rights?
Well, a grandchild is generally going to be a minor, so their rights are going to be very limited. However, when you get to different areas such as guardianship, which is much more than visitation, it's where somebody would actually control in a parent-like kind of relationship a child's life, children aged 14 and above have the right to nominate who their guardian would be, but that's still subject to the court's approval, and the court would look into what they believe is the best interest of that child.
I see. Now, if both parents, say both parents are deceased and the children are living with one of the deceased parents' siblings that doesn't get along with the grandparents, do they have a right to visitation?
Did you ask me, were both parents passed
away? If both parents are deceased, and say a sibling decides to take full custody of these children, do the grandparents have rights to the visitation if they don't get along with their parents?
They do.
That's
a good question, Sue, because this, when both parents are dead, the standard that a court looks at is much more liberal in favor of a grandparent. And in essence, if both parents have passed away, the law states that visitation rights shall be granted to the grandparents unless it's demonstrated that the visitation is somehow harmful to the best interest and welfare of the kid. So in those kind of cases, the grandparent should get it unless that sibling who acting as the parent for that child can actually prove that this is going to be harmful.
Well, I bet you see a lot of situations in your practice, a lot of variables.
We do see a lot of variables and a lot of family dynamics, and, truthfully, we try to explore that first course of action that keeps people out of court. Other members of my firm, we understand that family is of primary importance, and we would prefer to take actions that would preserve family relationships versus destroy them. So our first course of action, where possible, is going to be to work things out between whoever is involved in the dispute.
And with the best interest of the child, correct?
I think preserving family relationships is generally in the best interest of the child.
Absolutely. Well, I mentioned at the beginning of my show that 39% of grandparents have cared for their grandchildren for 5 years or longer. I'd like to talk about the situations where a grandparent is taking a day-to-day role raising a grandchild, and what can they do if visitation alone isn't going to be the solution.
That's such a staggering statistic, and it's a really good question. And again, here the law is balancing the superior rights of parents versus those of outsiders. But grandparents do have rights if they think that they have to really step in and take control. And, obviously sometimes this is by agreement where the parents of the grandchild recognize their inability to care for a kid. But other times it's not. So in Illinois, and I preface that by saying, these laws are state-specific, so the laws in Illinois may be a little different than the laws in Wisconsin or Indiana or even California, but many of the laws have a lot of similar threads. But here in Illinois, a grandparent can ask for custody only when their child or stepchild is deceased, and then one of the following must exist at the time of the parent's death. And these are the factors that a court's going to look at. The surviving parent has had been absent from the marital home for more than 1 month without the deceased spouse knowing of the whereabouts. You have to have a surviving parent in jail, or you have to have the surviving parent having been charged with or convicted of either some kind of criminal act that deals with bodily injury or violation of an order of protection. And then there's another way that grandparents can sometimes get custody of a grandchild, And it's actually not exclusive to grandparents. Anybody can actually come in and ask for custody of a child if the child is not in the physical custody of one of his parents. So there are various different ways that grandparents, can seek custody of their grandchildren.
Sounds like to me there's a lot of special circumstances, just like in visitation.
You're right. There are lots of special circumstances. And, you know, the law sets up all these, you know, I'm going through some of the things that have to be proven in order to get visitation or custody or guardianship. But there's always, or almost always, a catch-all provision which allows courts to look at any factor it deems relevant to the circumstances. And courts have, judges have lots of discretion in making these decisions.
Tough decisions. We're going to come right back after a commercial break, and I want to talk about the circumstances that a court may interfere with a parental's parent's custodial rights. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Aging Info Radio.
Wait a minute. You're 65, and you're 65, and you are too? You guys are the early boomers. And I heard the senior population is going to increase by 40% within the next 5 years. I believe we are on the forefront of a silver tsunami. Thursdays at 1 o'clock, join Aging Info Radio for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. Our guests will bring their expertise to topics of interest. If you would like to be an expert guest or sponsor Aging Info Radio, call us at 877-704-1530 or email info@aginginforadio.com. I am Sue Sawacki, your host on Aging Info Radio, WJJG, AM 1530.
It's never easy to invite a stranger into your home, especially when you need a little extra help to remain independent. That's why at Visiting Angels, DuPage County Region, you choose your own caregiver based on your needs and your comfort level. We hire only experienced caregivers who've passed an extensive background check, and we offer a range of caregiving services from light housekeeping and meal preparation to personal hygiene and post-surgical care. If you or a loved one wish to remain independent in your own home, call Visiting Angels at 630-790-1112. Visiting Angels, we bring peace of mind to families. Call 630-790-1112.
Hi, I'm Kurt Schilling.
I'm Shonda Schilling for the ALS Association.
ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, is a devastating illness that robs patients of the simple joy of playing with their kids. It destroys their ability to speak, walk, and breathe.
But there is hope. The ALS Association offers the most comprehensive patient services and leads the field in research. Please join us in lighting the way for a treatment and a cure.
For more information about ALS and the ALS Association, visit us online.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And Dr. Mark Golden of Golden Eye Surgeons and Consultants is a different kind of eye doctor. He likes to listen to his patients and fully understand the problem that they are having with their eyes. Dr. Golden treats every patient as if they were a member of his own family and asks himself what would he want if he were in the patient's shoes. For an evaluation for LASIK or through a thorough eye examination, you can make an appointment with Dr. Golden by calling 877-393-3701. They are located at Harlem and Foster in Chicago, and once again that number is 877-393-3701. We are talking to family attorney Michael Craven, also named as Illinois Super Lawyer in 2009 and 2010, and who is a partner with Bierman Swerdlove Law Firm. And I've also had another guest join me today. That's Lynette Kitchen. She is the founder and executive director of Grand Families Program of Chicago, and her and Michael work together. Welcome, Lynette.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to Aging Info Radio. I'm going to ask Michael a few questions, and then I'm going to have you tell my listeners all about the Grand Families Program of Chicago.
Thank you.
Great, Michael. Well, we left off where I asked about circumstances that a court will interfere with a parent's custodial rights. Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Well, I think it's the matters that we have just been talking about, where the court can interfere with a parent's right regarding their decision for to deny visitation to a grandparent. A court can interfere with a parent's right to raise or have custody rights of their children, and the custody right can be affected either through grandparent filing a request for custody or a grandparent filing a request for guardianship of a grandchild.
It seems like there's a lot of levels here. And for my listeners out there, there's visitation, then there's guardianship, then there's custodial rights. Can you tell us the distinctions here? I mean,
sure.
I understand visitation. I'm sure my listeners do. But what about the other ones?
Well, custody and guardianship are very similar. They're just requested in kind of different ways. If you're going to ask for custody, you will go to the divorce court. And if you're going to ask for guardianship, you're going to go to the probate court. And they have slightly different rules determining when somebody will receive custody or when somebody will receive guardianship. But in the end, the result is pretty much the same, that the parent or the grandparent that is awarded the right of guardianship or is awarded custody is going to have all the rights and the responsibilities of raising their grandchild to the exclusion of the parent. The real difference, some of it are legal technicalities, but the real difference to a grandparent would be that once a custody order is entered, the divorce court is not going to be involved anymore unless somebody comes back there for some particular reason. The probate court, as a general rule, monitor the guardianship. So you sometimes have to report back to them on a periodic basis to let them know how the child is doing. And if there's money involved, you know, if the child is receiving Social Security or some stream of income, that grandparent, if they're also in charge of the money, is going to have to file a report with the court every year, and it's going to have to ask for certain, you know, money to be able to get money for the grandchild.
I see. Now, for a grandparent out there that is starting to take over the duties of parenting their grandchildren, what is your recommendation for their legal, for your legal advice? I mean, what would you say to look at to do what's next? How do they protect their rights and make sure that they can also protect the child's rights if they're taking care of them?
Well, I think if a grandparent believes that action is needed, they should first come to an attorney and explore the possibilities and make a determination if they even qualify for asking for custody or guardianship. And then I think you have to take a serious look at the situation with the attorney and determine how bad or good the situation is. Sometimes these battles are expensive, sometimes they're drawn out, they're often emotionally draining, and they're divisive to families. So you don't really want to take these steps if you can work it out outside of court or if the situation isn't so bad.
Definitely understandable. Well, I'm going to have Lynette speak a little bit about the Grand Family Program, Grand Families Program of Chicago, and then I would like one of you two to elaborate how you work together. But welcome, Lynette, to Aging Info Radio, and you are the founder and executive director of the Grand Families Program of Chicago that you started back in 2003. What an accomplishment. Tell us about it.
Thank you so much for having me on today. Grand Families Program of Chicago was birthed out of a need to provide housing for grandparents raising grandchildren. And since 2003, we have really developed into a grandparent resource and support center. We provide, of course, case management, and we develop an individualized plan for each family. It's not a cookie-cutter kind of thing. It's based on whatever needs of that family has. We also assist the families through emergency, short-term assistance. The families may need food, clothing. They may need relocation assistance. And we also assist the families in intergenerational activities and advocacy and all those great things.
So you're a support system for the grandparents who are parenting their grandchildren.
Correct. Correct.
Now, I do realize a lot of grandparents or seniors are on fixed incomes, and they may be struggling with their finances. Is there is it state by state where they're able to get funding of any type, or is it available in Illinois?
Yes, it is. It is called a child-only grant. It is monies that is given to the, it's really for the child. And a grandparent can receive that through applying through the Department of Human Services, or they can come into our offices and we can do the application online for them. The child-only grant can range from $119 for one child, and it goes up. However, for food, as you know, that is based upon a formula. So some grandparents, depending upon their income or all the income that is in the household, their food stamps or link would be based upon that. And then we assist the grandparents through that application also to acquire a medical card.
Oh, I see. Now, I bet you work with Michael addressing some of the legal issues that may arise when families come to you, correct?
I've talked with Michael quite a bit through the email, and I've talked with his wife, but we have not been able to actually work together as of yet.
Well, maybe I'm introducing you two.
Yes, you are.
We're building an alliance now.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. On Aging Info Radio. I like that. Well, Lynette, when you see the stress that people go through dealing with the seniors' emotional and physical health, how is Grand Families or what is Grand Families doing to help alleviate some of the stresses?
We have monthly grandparent support groups that we call the Empowerment Network. And they meet about four groups that meet monthly. Those are designed to assist the grandparents to develop a support system, and we also bring information and resources to them, and we're able to assist them to kind of obtain some balance, and they actually are with those who are going through similar challenges that they have. Because many of the grandparents have, you know, they were formerly living in senior housing. As you know, you can't live with your grandchildren in senior housing. So many of them had a chance to develop relationships, and they, you know, they had a way of life. When you take on the raising of the grandchildren, you have to move out of your senior housing, and you lose your friends. And a lot of times, a lot of people are not understanding when you have to take your grandchildren with you when you want to go somewhere. So through the support groups, they develop a peer support system. They gain information and resources. They come together. They get balance. But most of all, they gain some hope. They know that they're not alone.
Now, is this addressing your self-care and your program? Is that what that was that you were just talking about?
Yes.
Okay, so it's self-care for the senior, really taking care of themselves through the process.
Right.
Now, a lot of funding for social service agencies has been quickly decreasing, and many non-for-profit agencies are relying on fundraising and donations to continue providing their services. How can someone donate to Grand Families?
They can call our number, which is 1-888-GRAND-03, or they can contact us, and we will be in touch with them, and we can let them know how they can donate. Help the organization. They may also want to volunteer.
I see. So there's volunteer opportunities in for all ages?
Yes.
That's great. Well, you must have had an aha moment in 2003 to start Grand Families Program of Chicago. You want to share how you got started?
Well, again, as I mentioned, it was started because there were some grandparents. I was working at another nonprofit, and there were grandparents that were looking for home, you know, for housing. And so I thought it was going to be quite easy because we were able to develop and do some development in a community. And then, you know, I did know of some vacancies. However, it wasn't that easy. So at the same time, I had did some research, and I found out that the Boston, they had created the first Grand Family House in the United States. So having bright ideas, you know, you launch out and say, well, I can do that too. It came to find out it was a little bit more than just creating housing. The families needed support system, not just housing, but they needed the support systems and all the other basic human needs that go along with housing.
I see. Well, we're getting short on time today. I'd like to go back to Michael. I would like your tip of the day.
My tip of the day?
Yes, to grandparents parenting their grandchildren.
My tip of the day is keep the best interest of the grandchild first.
Put the child first.
Put the child first.
Well, thank you. And how about you, Lynette? Do you have a tip of the day for your Grand Families Program of Chicago or just from yourself?
I just want to say to the grandparents that may be listening or those that know grandparents who are that are raising their grandchildren to just let them know that we here at Grand Families Program of Chicago, we appreciate them, we celebrate them, and we applaud them because they are a generation that is creating a legacy.
Well, thank you both. I'd like to thank my two expert guests here discussing grandparents who are parenting their grandchildren. That's family law attorney Michael Craven, also named as Illinois Super Lawyer in 2009 and 2010, and who is a partner with Bierman Swerdlove Law Firm. Michael's contact number is 312-621-1230 or 1230, and their website is BiermanLaw.com, and that's BiermanLaw.com. And Lynette Kitchen, the founder and executive director of Grand Families Program of Chicago since 2003. And the Grand Families number is 773-651-8800. And their website is www.grandfamilieschicago.org. And for all my listeners out there, I want them to know that I was referred to Michael and Lynette by Marla Levy, who I met a number of years ago in the aging and elder care industry. Marla is an extraordinary woman full of information and resources on aging, and she can help answer any questions that you may have about senior care. Her website is focusonaging.com, and Marla will help you or find someone that can. And thank you, Marla, for all that you do for others. And thank you again, Lynette and Michael. I appreciate you being on Aging Info Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sue.
All right,
pleasure being on the show.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Built on a foundation of customer service, Total Parking Solutions, local company with over 35 years industry experience, highly trained and certified service staff. Total Parking Solutions, a proud provider of Calais multi-space parking technology to over 50 communities, transit authorities, and public institutions in the Chicagoland area. Visit us at www.totalparking.net. Proven parking technology to drive you into the future.
In hearing this message, you may be tempted to change the channel, so allow me. Still hearing me? Try again. If you have ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, this is kind of what it's like, since it takes control of your body, making you unable to move. You can't affect your surroundings. You see, hear, feel everything. But if you try to change the channel, nothing happens. You are forced to endure what is in front of you. But by supporting the ALS Association, you can further global research to find a cure and give people the ability to see, feel, and hear the way they were meant to, and to live full lives free of ALS. So even though you have the ability to change the channel and ignore this message, could you go to ALSA.org and join the fight?
You put your keys between your knuckles. You walk in well-lit areas. Stay clear of parked vans. Someone approaches you and you cross to the other side of the street. Your cell phone is ready. The numbers for help saved on speed dial. You lock the door behind you. Once, twice, maybe three times. Now you feel safe, secure. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not making healthy choices, you could be one of the nearly 2 out of 3 women killed by cancer, diabetes, heart disease, or stroke. So eat right, get active, don't smoke, see your doctor, and live. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at 1-866-399-6789 or visit us at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. Are you wondering if your aging loved one is eating healthy and getting the nutrition they need? Or are you at work and know you must go grocery shopping after work and then cook for your aging loved one? Eliminate stress in your life and shorten your to-do list. Order a week's supply of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating Meals. Yes, that is 21 meals that are delivered fresh, never frozen, and you will know they are eating healthy. You can go to aginginforadio.com and click on Seattle Sutton's ad, which will take you directly to their website, or call 800-442-3438. You get a live consultant. Yes, that's an actual live consultant, which is a rarity these days, to assist you with all your questions. Once again, that number is 800-442-3438 or 800-442-DIET. That's right. Think healthy. Think smart. Think Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. My next guest today is an amazing woman. Amelie Diamant Hallstrom is 83 years young and is courting life. She's a model with EGO Original, a teacher, life coach, author, speaker, media specialist, and also has a radio show called Tea with Amelie. Amelie has written 3 books in a series called The Courtship of Life. Her first book, Conversations with Thomas. Her second book, Destined for Greatness. And her third book, Yes, I Can. Her 3 books are a straight talk from one of the most respected voices in education. You will be inspired, empowered, and helped reading The Courtship of Life trilogy. In her third book, Yes, I Can, she says, in each of us, there is a little jerk and a big magician, along with the importance of humor, and that every day comes as a gift wrapped with a ribbon for us to unwrap and share. Her books can be found at her website, courtshipoflife.com. And Amelie was so generous, she said, give away my first book, Conversations with Thomas, for any caller that calls into our studio. The first caller, actually, at 708-493-1530, and leave your number with my programmer so I can get your address to mail you the book. Once again, there's the phone. Once again, I don't think I need to say that number. That number, if it's not somebody calling for the book, is 708-493-1530. Welcome to Aging Info Radio, Amelie.
Good morning. This is Amelie Diamant-Holmstrom. I'm the author of the Courtship of Life book.
And you are
very happy to be on your show.
Well, thank you. And you are calling from Portland, correct?
Portland, Oregon.
That's why you said good morning, because we're here in Chicago, and it's good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everybody in Chicago. Good morning to everybody on the West Coast.
Well, you are originally from Vienna, Austria. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up. You went from Vienna to Portland.
I'd be happy to do that. I was born in Vienna, Austria, during the good old times when there were waltzes and people were kind to each other and things happened with grace and with knowledge and with love. And then, unfortunately, we had Hitler come into Austria, and my father was Jewish, my mother was Catholic, and we had to leave. But from leaving, we learned to survive. We learned to give. We learned not to hate, but to know that when something goes wrong in people's lives and they are mean and ugly, we need to be the ones to change the world by not hating, but by improving it, by making choices to help others not to end up as mean, ugly people. And that's why I wrote The Courtship of Life.
Now, for you me, said that you had to leave. When you said leave, do you mean you left Vienna,
I left
Austria?
My country behind, and then yes, went to Paris, to live in Paris.
Oh, you lived in Paris, okay.
Yes, for 3 years, and then I came to the United States.
And in Paris is where you taught. You were a teacher, correct?
I taught, and I lectured, and I danced the ballet a bit, and I taught ballet and French and German and enjoyed the gorgeous, gorgeous Paris environ. it was a real experience. You learn when you move, you learn from every country, from every person, from every walk of life. And that's why I wrote a song later on for Portland, which was called Love Lights the City, because I think love lights the world. Love lights your inner side. You give the best you can with the best you are to all people. In that particular song, it says, let Portland, the city of roses, be beautiful and fair. Let Portland, the city of roses, exemplify we care. And that's what it's all about, caring and sharing. And before you do that, you need to inform yourself. So before you start caring and sharing, know what you're doing and pass on your very best to the rest of society so that all of us can profit. Because as it says in the song, of course we have our problems, we need to learn and grow. But what indeed are problems, as long as we all know that we can care and share and contribute our part to the world? Because love lights the world. Love leads the way. Young, old, rich or poor, we're here to stay. We're either elephants, we're swans, we're lions, or we're lambs, we're tough, or we're gentle, but all of us are champs.
Well, I wanted to ask you, as you get talking about this, the little jerk and the big magician that is in your third book, Yes, I Can. Tell us about that.
Well, I have always believed that when you talk to anyone, to any human being, be open to the fact that all of us, including ourselves, have a little jerk and a big magician. We don't do things always right. All of us have weaknesses and strengths. But what we need to do is to understand the weaknesses, understand the little jerk, dismiss the little jerk, and court the magician in ourselves and in others. This way we can share the good part that we have, because if we pass on the good to one person, that good will go on to another person, to another person, and it'll make an impact on life for everyone on a better sphere.
It'll impact everybody around them, including
themselves. Absolutely. Look for the good in each other. There is so much good in everyone if you just give them a chance.
Well, you sure have a wonderful attitude. Now, something must have influenced you to become a writer. What was that?
Well, that was a stroke of fate. Most of my life just comes to me, and I just pick it up, and if there's a need, I try to fill it. I was teaching French, German, drama, and speech, and unfortunately was in an accident, in a car accident, and I had to retire from teaching. So I said to myself, Amelie, go to plan B. You want to make a difference. You can't get to the schools. You can't do the things that you have been doing in the past, but you can write. And so I decided I was going to make the difference by starting a series of books to empower, to inspire, to help, to guide, to be a teacher in my own way through the books. And that's why I started writing.
Now tell us about the three books in the Courtship of Life series.
Well, the first book is a parent-child book. It's called Conversations with Thomas. And the reason I wrote this book is because I feel that parents and grandparents are the most important people in children's lives and after that teachers. And when my little first grandson was born, I was determined to be part of his life, to guide him with the best that's in me, to let him know that he had a support system, that no matter what he did in life, he had always somebody who would listen and then guide him the best possible way. I used to call my little Thomas and say, Thomas, this is when he was a little older. When he was little, I just did puppet shows with messages so that he could learn to pick things up when he had toys. Instead of saying to a, ch- to a child, you little slob, pick up your toy. If you say, your toys are tired, put them to sleep. And you show that in a through puppets or through drawings or hold their hand if you're there and tell them and show them and help them. The children will grow with love and with kindness and do the very thing that they should be doing. It's so much how you say something to a child as much as what you say. Because children just eat up everything you say and do with their eyes, with their hopes, with their souls. You watch a child and they are so uninhibited and not programmed to be pushing things around to the wrong direction that you are very important to them and you need to do the right thing at the right time for the right reason. And that's why I have wrote, Thomas, Conversations with Thomas.
Well, I want you to hold that thought. I want to get back to your other two books, and
yes.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Before we do, I'd like to remind our listeners out there, please do call us at 708-493-1530 to receive a copy of Melly's book, Conversations with Thomas, who she dedicated to her grandson, Thomas Ridgway, and to the loving memory of his grandfather, James R. Holstrom, to my first caller. Once again, our studio number is 708-493-1530. I'm talking to Amelie Diamant Hallstrom, and if I could bottle and drink Amelie's love for life, I would share the drink with the world. Aging Info Radio, we'll be right back.
I'm Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. There's only one bottom line in weight loss, and that is you take in a certain number of calories, and when you wear off more calories than that, you lose weight. Fad diets just don't work. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating works because we serve you what you should eat for the rest of your life. If anybody calls and asks, do you guarantee I will lose weight? You know what? We play no games. We tell them that if they order the 1,200-calorie plan and don't lose weight, they're either laying there in a coma not wearing off calories or they're cheating, because that's a fact. People appreciate that Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating tells it like it is. There are no gimmicks, no contracts to sign. Find us on the Internet at seattlesutton.com. For more information and your nearest location, call Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating day or night. Call toll-free 800-442-DIET. That number again is 800-442-DIET. Call now. You'll be glad you did.
8. I deliver your Sunday paper every week.
7. We work on the same floor.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. Our kids walk to school together every day.
Including millions of children and seniors.
5. We chat in the elevator at work sometimes.
4. I'm your cashier at the grocery store.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help? You can make a difference through Feeding America at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Al Roker. The American Red Cross has a proud tradition of volunteers helping their neighbors in emergencies. Today, they need you more than ever. They need good people to help the victims of disaster. They need good people to roll up their sleeves and donate blood. And they need good people to make financial gifts so the Red Cross will always be there to help. Contact your local Red Cross and become part of the tradition of helping. Together, we can save a life.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And WealthCare Consultants is a specialist in the design of risk-free, tax-efficient retirement plans for its clients. For over 20 years, WealthCare has protected its clients from the devastating losses of the stock market with its silver bullet strategy that protects your money from market risk as well as higher taxes. For a no-obligation consultation, call 630-368-1409 today. And another reminder, don't forget to save the date on Saturday, November 13th. From 9:30 a.m. until 3, Alternatives for Seniors is presenting the Senior Caregiver Expo for seniors, families, and healthcare professionals. This expo will feature informational seminars and exhibits to help those struggling with the challenges of caregiving and give seniors information and education to be proactive. The expo is being held at the DoubleTree Hotel at 1909 Spring Road in Oak Brook, and you can call 888-420-9895 for more information. And come by and say hello at our Aging Info Radio booth. And once again, that date is Saturday, November 13th, a week from this Saturday at 9:30. Hope to see you there. I am speaking to my guest, who is just an amazing woman at 83 years young, and that is Amelie Diamant Hallstrom. And we were talking about the three books that she's written in her Courtship of Life trilogy, and we finished talking about the conversations with Thomas, but I'd like to go on to Destined for Greatness and a little bit about Yes, I Can, Amelie.
I'd be happy to tell you about Destined for Greatness. I absolutely think that teaching is one of the most rewarding professions in the world. It is not a job. It is a dedication to community, a dedication to the individual, a dedication to oneself to give one's best. And in our days, it was important to me to let people know that every child is in some way destined for greatness and needs an education. And in the education process, I realized, I taught for 35 years, that we are too concerned sometimes with chairs and with new gadgets and machines for children and for students of all ages, actually. But what we need to do is to teach, to bring the good part of every individual out. So when I taught, I always taught in circles and made sure that every student had a chance to be a leader and a listener. And it really came out in such a wonderful way in that these kids were inspired to learn and to go on with their education because I pulled out all the good things from every student that I could and encouraged them through words and through maybe a little financial help and sometimes through just time and listening to go on with their education and to become the best they could become. And I taught them respect for each other regardless of race, of social standing, of anything, that they would empower each other with joy, with knowledge, with laughter, with tears, and share all these things to make it a better world for all of us. And then I wrote, Yes, I Can.
Okay, hold that thought. We've actually got a caller on the line that is going to receive your book, Amelie. Not on the line. He actually called in. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but we will get your book out to the first person that called in.
That's fine.
Yes, and so we'll go on to Yes, I Can, and you can tell us a little bit about why you wrote Yes, I Can, and there's some points in it. There's some things in it that I noticed, such as I said at the beginning of my show, you write, every day comes as a gift wrapped with a ribbon for us to unwrap and to share. What a beautiful line. Elaborate on that.
Well, I wake up every morning. I'm 83 years young, and I wake up every morning and I say, hello, you beautiful world. I try to see the good things in the world. Hello, you beautiful world. Hello, you beautiful person. What does the world have to give you, and what can you give the world? And then I take off my glasses.
There we go.
I have fun in that I enjoy life, and I think one of the greatest things is to know your priorities. My priorities are health, love with respect, humor, and money. And I need them all, and we all need them all, but in that order. And then as we unwrap the gift, we can say to ourselves, what can I give to the world? Yes, I can give something. It doesn't matter what it is, from what walk of life, in what manner you do it. But all of us have the capacity to give. And if we give our very best, then we win the battle of having a quality life. And I think we all deserve a quality life. Existing isn't enough. We need to live. And in order to live, we need to give. And there's a price for everything in life. Therefore, we must know what we can give, how we can give it, how we can profit, and how other people can profit from it. And it is the most rewarding way of living, saying, yes, I can, Yes, I can. Yes, I can. And you'll find that on my website, www.courtshipoflife.com. We court life. Court life is back in amazing ways. Life is not a ping-pong game. Life is a circuit. And anything you give, when you give a gift, give it with open heart. Give it with open arms. Give it with an open soul and with joy. And not because you're going to get something back immediately like in a ping-pong game, but because you know you're throwing it out to the world for its own sake, and it'll come back in so many ways. I can hardly enumerate the times when things came back where I had absolutely no idea that they would turn out as well. But it was the circle of life that completed itself, and I always said, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God.
Now, Amelie, with the show today being for grandparents parenting their grandchildren, give them some words of wisdom.
The best thing I can really recommend is to communicate with your children. Listen. Listen to them and then respond from your heart. If we keep in touch with our children, I do it through puppets. I do it through telephone conversations, through walks with them, through going to the beach with them and throwing stones in the ocean and saying, Let's see what these stones are doing. Each one of them is going to meet another stone, and we make little stories, and you find out then what these children are all about. And I told all of my grandchildren, and I recommend that highly, let me know who you are in good times and in bad times. I'll always be there for you night and day, and whatever happens between us is between you and me and God. I may not agree with things that you do wrong, but I will always be there to support you and guide you and help you out of your bad situations and to applaud you with an open heart for all the good things you do.
Well, Amelie, you are living your best life now as a senior model for EGO Original. How long have you been doing that, and how has that kept you active and happy?
Well, I am the senior model for Ellen Ginger Originals out of Bend. And I do this because it's for art to wear, and I am 83 years old, and she does hand-painted kimonos, and they flow with my soul. They flow with my thoughts. And I've been doing this for so many years because they're beautiful. I feel the inside and the outside are very connected. And if we do our best from the inside, then the outside should be beautiful too. If we do our best from the outside, we better work hard to make the inside shine too, because all of us have the shell and the well within us, and we need both. We can't just go running, working out. We need to work from within as well, and if we combine the two between the shell and the well, and we dress according to our souls, we dress in good taste, and we dress as well as we can to make ourselves feel good about life, and then as we feel good, we can touch other lives and enjoy their comeback to our own image.
Well, that is the absolute truth. You're just a world of inspiration. I would like you to let the seniors know, many older people have health challenges, and what do you feel that they can do to improve the quality of their life?
The first thing I think I would suggest is that they think positively, that they make things happen by little steps. Just let them write down the things they can do and they can't do, and not worry about the ones they can't do, but do what they can. Even in senior homes, I have visited many senior homes and held people's hands and talked to them, and if you just let them know that if they go up to another senior and smile and say, how are you? Can I do anything for you? They have already done a big job for the day. If they would take one little step every day to make other seniors feel good and exchange ideas and help each other, their lives would improve.
Wonderful information. So what would you say today before we are actually at the end of our show, but what are the main things you want our audience to gain from you being on Aging Info Radio?
I would say the most important thing in life is to give life to life, not to steal life from life. Give your very best. Compete against yourself. Don't worry about competing against everybody else. But as long as you compete as strongly and as honorably against yourself and share that with the world, you will be enriched and have a very quality life.
Well, Amelie, I thank you so much for being on Aging Info Radio, and I'm going to find out a little bit more about your radio show, Tea for Amelie. And once again, I'm speaking to Amelie Diamant-Hallstrom, and for her family and friends and fans listening from Portland, Oregon, you can get her trilogy of books at Powell's Books. And for everyone else, go to her website at www.courtshipoflife.com. And thank you so much for being on Aging Info Radio. I appreciate it, Amelie.
I so enjoyed it. I think you are an inspiration yourself. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and you have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
By the way, my show Tea with Amelie is on Wednesdays at 10 o'clock Pacific time.
All right. Well, I'll keep that in mind, and I will talk to you about that soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'd also like to thank family law attorney Michael Craven, also named as the Illinois Super Lawyer in 2009 and 2010, who is a partner with Bierman Swerdlove Law Firm. His contact number is 312-621-1230, and their website is biermanlaw.com, and Bierman has two N's. And Lynette Kitchen, founder and executive director of Grand Families Program of Chicago since 2003, they can be contacted at grandfamilieschicago.org or at 773-651-8800. I'd also like to thank my listeners today, WJJG AM 1530, for providing airtime for Aging Info Radio, and Jim, my most awesome programmer. If you missed part of the show or another one of a topic of interest, you can go to aginginforadio.com where our shows are archived. We also list future guests and have our sponsors and resources to assist you on your aging journey. If you need help finding a specific resource, call 877-704-1530. I will help you find what you need or direct you to a professional who can. Join Aging Info Radio next Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. We will be back, and you make it a great day. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
See the moon roll across the stars. See the seasons turn like a heart. Your father's days are lost to you. This is your time here to do what you will do. Your life is now, your life is now.